It's EV News briefly for Monday, 31st of July. I'll be back as usual at 5 p.m. UK, that's midday Eastern, for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on the link in the show notes. Let's talk about Honda's second attempt at an EV, the E:N(y)1, numerical one. It's, Honda do some funky stuff sometimes, and the naming of this is with, I think I call it the Any1? I'm not sure. The E:NY1 is a mid-size crossover going up against cars like the ID4 from VW and Tesla's Model Y. All of the articles went live this morning. Presume an embargo was lifted then from the UK press that drove this in Norway. What did they think of it? Well, the reviews aren't great. Car Magazine gives it a 3 stars out of 5. Auto Express, Auto Car give it maybe 3.5 stars out of 5. I think I remember seeing 68.8 kilowatt hour battery. Is bigger than a Kona and a Niro, but it gets just 256 miles of official range. That's really bad efficiency. Why would that be? Not particularly overpowered. It's a single motor car, 150 kilowatt motor on the front axle, and it doesn't seem to be a fast charging EV either, with a 78 kilowatt charge speed peak, but at 45 minute 10 to 80% charge. So some of the specs are low on that, but if the price was low, you'd almost forgive it if it was going to come in and undercut those mid-size crossovers that Honda are going to go up against. But it's not. It's a £47,000 car for the advanced model. Look, the tech inside looks amazing. Big 15-inch touchscreen, very Mustang Mach-E, if you like. It's almost kind of overpowering if you don't like tech. The inside looks great. Love the Honda styling inside. But the actual EV tech, like Auto Express complained about the regen braking not being very intuitive. That sort of stuff should be basic these days. Look forward to driving that myself. And I'll pop a link in the show notes if you want to see what it looks like yourself. Styling-wise, I think looks very, very cool. Let's quickly talk about Kia's EV5 will be unveiled next month in China at the Chengdu Motor Show. Equivalent price of $40,000. And if you're thinking, I haven't heard of the EV5, and Kia makes lots of noise in the EV world, well, it's because it's going to be a China-only vehicle. It's going to have a big battery, though, 82 kilowatt hours, and it's based on the old kind of platforms like the Kona and the Niro, 400-volt system, not the new fancy pants EGMP 800-volt system, which keeps the price down. I wonder how that'll sell in China. We'll see. A car that hasn't been selling very well is the Mazda MX-30, and it's being killed off. It didn't last very long, this latest upgraded version, if you want to call it that. It did just 100 miles of EPA range, and it sold 66 versions up until June this year. 66 cars this year? So they're killing it off. Yes, it's a California compliance car, and they never really got behind it. It was very highly priced. It was very under-specced. I think it looked very cool, and I'm sure owners that bought it like the style, and if they don't need to do more than 100 miles, it charges really slowly as well, then, hey, I hope they're happy with those cars, but no one bought one. Mazda are killing the MX-30. Not surprising. Tesla's Giga Shanghai breaks new records. The previous record was a car coming off the Giga Shanghai lines every 45 seconds. Now it's every 40 seconds, according to some Chinese media that came out on social media overnight. Actually, an employee posting about that. Ford's F-150 Lightning Pro is being now rolled out to police forces across the US. It's called the SSV version, the Special Service Vehicle. And in all its livery with the lights and stuff, this thing looks like an absolute monster. How cool is that to go to work as an officer every day and get to drive a brilliant electric vehicle? That's cool. The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, saying the European car industry will withstand cheap Chinese EVs coming in. Are you sure, sir? Well, we'll wait and see. And NIO opened their first NIO store in the Netherlands. It's their first showroom. NIO Hub, they call them, opens August 8th. And that's briefly.